to take up the plough, but modern civilization still offers them some other potentially lucrative opportunities. A mere 100 millilitres of cold-pressed Mongongo nut oil currently retails for $25.38 on evitamins.com, courtesy of the Shea Terra Organics company. Apparently it's very good for your hair. Mongongo nut oil thus counts as one of the approximately 10 billion distinct products and services currently offered in the world's major economic centres. The global economic system that delivers these products and services is vast and impossibly complex. It links almost every one of the planet's 7.5 billion people. It delivers astonishing luxury to hundreds of millions. It also leaves hundreds of millions behind, puts tremendous strains on the planet's ecosystem, and, as the financial meltdown of 2008 reminded us, has an alarming habit of spinning into the occasional crisis. Nobody is in charge of it. Indeed, no individual could ever hope to understand more than a fraction of what's going on. How can we get our heads around this bewildering system on which our lives depend? Another one of those 10 billion products, this audiobook, is an attempt to answer that question. The paper of the original book is an amazing material, despite being throwaway stuff. In fact, paper is an amazing material in part because it's throwaway stuff. But there's more to the physical copy of the original book than paper. On the back cover, you'll see a barcode, possibly more than one. The barcode is a way to write a number so that a computer can read it easily, and the barcode on the back of the book distinguishes it from every other book that has ever been written. Other barcodes distinguish Coca-Cola from industrial bleach, an umbrella from a portable hard drive. These barcodes are more than just a convenience at the checkout. The development of the barcode has reshaped the world economy, changing where products are made and where we're able to buy them. Yet the barcode itself is often overlooked. At the back of this audiobook, there's a copyright notice. It tells you that while the audiobook belongs to you, the words in the audiobook belong to me. What does that even mean? It's the result of a meta-invention, an invention about inventions, a concept called intellectual property. Intellectual property has profoundly shaped who makes money in the modern world. Yet, behind the spoken word, there's an even more fundamental invention on display: writing itself. The ability to write down our ideas, memories, and stories underpins our entire civilization. But we're now coming to realize that writing itself was invented for an economic purpose, to help coordinate and plan the comings and goings of an increasingly sophisticated economy. Each of these inventions tells us a story, not just about human ingenuity, but about the invisible systems that surround us, of global supply chains, of ubiquitous information, of money and ideas, and yes, even of the sewage pipe that carries away the toilet paper we flush out of sight. This audiobook shines a spotlight on the fascinating details of the ways our world economy works by picking out 50 specific inventions, including paper, the barcode, intellectual property, and writing itself. In each case, we'll find out what happens when we zoom in closely to examine an invention, or pull back to notice the unexpected connections. Along the way, we'll discover the answer to some surprising questions. For instance, what's the connection between Elton John and the promise of the paperless office? Which American discovery was banned in Japan for 4 decades, and how did that damage the careers of Japanese women? Why did police officers believe that they might have to execute a London murderer twice in 1803? And what does that have to do with portable electronics? How did a monetary innovation destroy the Houses of Parliament? Which product was launched in 1976, flopped immediately, yet was lauded?